This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3151 for Monday, the 31st of August 2020. Today's show is entitled, How I Listen to Podcasts. It is hosted by Daniel Person, and is about 7 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, this is a reply to MRX episode on how to listen to podcasts.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Good morning, hackers! This is Daniel Person that is recording another Hacker Public Radio podcast. And the other day I was standing on a ladder and trying to paint my house when I was listening to the podcast from Mr. X, how he kept track on his podcast listening. This is HBR 3132, and in that episode he was asking us, how do we listen to Hacker Public Radio and how do we keep track on our listening? And I thought that it would be good to give you an insight in how I listen to podcasts. I use a program called BeyondPod, and you can pay for that product, but you can also use his with commercials, I believe, in Android for free. But I really like it, and I have paid for it, and I've used it for at least 4 years, probably longer. And what's the killer feature of this application is the Smart Play. So you add all your feeds to the application, so you have everything set up with everything that you want to listen to. I listen to a lot of podcasts, 28 of them. And what I've done after I have added all the feeds is that I create a Smart Play playlist. And this Smart Play is set up in a way that it will pick out what you want to listen to in a way that you design. So for instance, my first podcast that I want to listen to is the SANS Internet Storm Center Daily, which is a short newscast where they talk about the newest security breaches that the SANS Internet Storm Center has found. And I said that I want three of the oldest ones to be on the first place on the list. Why did I say three of the oldest? That's because these are very short, and I have other podcasts like Twit that are really long, which means that if it updates to a new list, I want more of the SANS Internet Storm Center and I want less of the other podcasts. Next up on my list, I have the three oldest Hacker Public Radio, because those are also usually quite short. So I could take more of those, and then I listen to one Hassle Minutes and so on and so on. So say in which order I want these and how many I want of them. This Smart Playlist will then, when I have new episodes to listen to or when I don't have a list, it will populate the list with the amount of podcast and in the order that I have specified so I can listen to them. And I also set up that when I have listened to something, it will remove that from my device It will download new episodes every night at 4 o'clock. So I get new ones when I go up at 5 every morning. And that means that when I listen to my smart playlist and it ends, that I don't have any new ones, what it does is it's delete that smart list, creates a new one, and loads that up so I can continue listening. So I will never have a break in listening. It's just a new smart list every time. So it removes the old episodes. It gives me them in a specific order and a specific amount of every one of those. So I really like this program. I really like the way it's set up. And I really like Mr. X explaining how he does that in Linux. And I've looked at some of the commands, and I will look further into it as well, because there is a lot to learn there. How are you listening to Hacker Public Radio or podcast? If you want to answer this, I would be greatly appreciated. And remember to use more open source.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.